Now, back to Steinie and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. Things moving along. How you feeling, Goo? How's your injury?
Appointment at 4, but feeling a little better.
And you're going to the doctors today?
Yep.
What time?
Physical therapist.
Oh. What time?
4.
And that's...
You want to come?
No. What? No. And
what? I owe you an apology.
Yeah, you do.
We got our signals crossed yesterday.
You got
I left you somewhere where I said I was going to be, and then I had domestics. And as I had domestics on the phone trying to fix it, I kept going and forgot that we had a date. But I picked up the phone and called you and said, buddy,
Yeah, and I didn't answer.
I didn't want you to. I just wanted you to know. How did that happen? 8 years, that has never happened.
You know,
you text question mark. I go, oh my God.
I don't think there's anything worse than being stood up at a bar and you're sitting at the corner and waiting for your friend to show up. And he never shows
up. I'm on the bridge like I forgot Steiner.
Everybody walking in saying, look at that loser by himself.
Oh,
no, a buddy's coming. Yeah, sure. Yeah, sure, a buddy's coming. You're worthless.
Yeah, but you said you forgave me, though. Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. I owe you.
Yeah. All right. Here's how the show started, and I must admit it's kind of taken off. I was just thinking about the Golden State Warriors.
The boss will let us know.
He's not in this one.
Yes, he helped me with some meds.
The Warriors, they're about almost coming up on 3 years removed from a title, and I was just wondering how the fan base is feeling about where the Warriors are right now. Right now. Western Conference Finals going on. They were eliminated in the semifinals. Good year turnaround after Butler. So how you feeling about where they are? And just a general question about, you know, their title was 3 years ago. How do you feel like they've done in the last 3 years since they won that title? And
two of the three, they made the offs.
Yeah, I'm not crazy about where they are.
But they got a big three. Regardless, if you think they're too old.
They continue to kick the can down the road. That's the way I kind of look at it. But, you know, Goo thinks if, you know, you can somehow get to the postseason with those guys healthy, probably by young guys stepping up, maybe you go further next year.
Yeah, it's like, who is it? We the Champ on the YouTube chat. Chet Holmgren broke his foot running down the court. You know, things happen.
Right,
keep Tatum gets hurt.
Right, and
not just an old person, people get hurt. You know what I mean?
No, I know.
You broke his leg.
Right, but when I look at the Warriors, I say Curry hurt, Butler hurt, wore down, and Draymond wore down.
All right, not being real just to have fun, Stoney. Yeah. Give me another playoff Curry injury that happened in the offs.
It doesn't matter. It's the most recent because he's the oldest.
It was a killer.
Let's go to let's go to Philly. Let's go to Jason in Philadelphia.
Jay.
Hey, Jason, how you doing, buddy?
What up, guys? I touched down from Ghana, and Steiny, you're losing it a little bit.
Ooh, oh, Ghana.
Get it.
All right.
I appreciate your insight. However, the last 3 years, is it a byproduct of and that wasn't a criticism, Steiny. I'm just poking at you. The last 3 years wasn't a byproduct of the team being old. It was a byproduct of the roster having terrible construction. And the blame needs to sit on the front office because what they did from the championship in 22 was say, we're going to build for the future and try to win now with the vets. And you just can't do that in the NBA. You may be able to bring one young player along, but not two. So, how I feel, not two or three, as they were trying to do. And so how I feel about this all season, I feel great. They were winning at a 50 win pace, like 58 win pace with Jimmy on the roster. Yeah, they had a somewhat soft schedule, but those same soft teams are going to be there. Even better with now with Boston hurt, the Timberwolves are going to be in flux. And LeBron with the Lakers a year older, who knows what the Nuggets are going to do. So their window looks good. What they need to do is add two pieces to make the roster work. They absolutely need a big in the front court that can space the floor, because that's the only way you're going to really make the Jimmy Dre pairing work. And they need a veteran ball handling guard or wing that can score. They desperately need a scorer. As much as JK did, we can't rest on him on his two or three game stretches in the league. He's never put it together for a month or 2 months for that sake. And if they do bring him back, they absolutely have to start him. And Dre needs to take the Iggy role and come off the bench. That's how I see it. I think we're in good shape, but the front office has to make the right decisions, and they cannot vacillate between youth and veterans. You got to go all in and let these final two seasons be what they are with Steph in the core.
Appreciate it, Chase, as always.
Yeah. But, Stoney, they're doing that right now.
Doing what?
The old and new. The old and new. Your heart is three guys in their mid-30s.
Yep.
And Pods, Moody, Post, Santos, CP2, Looney.
The biggest problem to me, one of the problems to me, is that it's not that you have three old guys.
Older.
It's that you have three old guys who must be and have been and still are your most important players. Mm-hmm. They're just going to be. They have to be if they're on the team.
Well, one's a top five player of all time, or top 10, wherever you put Steph, and he's still got some left in the tank. So that doesn't – I'm not mad at that commitment to him. Now, the Draymond is the rat on the table, brought to you by ATCO. Stoney, in a perfect world, if I'm on a video game, NBA 2K, I'm opening up a spot for JK through Draymond Green. But that's not going to happen.
I don't know that it won't. Are you talking about trading Draymond?
Yeah, the politics of trading Draymond. Bench. The politics of it. He's a lifer.
Well, he might be a lifer, but he
you think?
You think he'll never come off the bench?
Well,
I mean,
not next year for JK and him to get some bread.
Like, why not?
And I'm with you on why not. But I'm looking at the politics of it all and what Dre's done and what he means. And again, if you're in agreement or not, the bottom line is Draymond Green, from a stat standpoint, had a hell of a year. And for
I disagree.
I'm talking about the test. For 6 or 7 weeks, We thought he was winning Defensive Player of the Year for what he's done for the whole season. So I got to give him credit on that. He got whooped by Randall. He admitted it. But they're not even there without him doing what he did, especially if the playoffs started in February.
Well, I don't know.
And I hate that because I just keep thinking of Game 5.
Here's the other bottom line. And I'm getting sick of it with Draymond. I'm getting really sick of it. Oh, Draymond, he's a one-way player. He doesn't do anything on offense. So
I've been telling
he's
you.
Dropped off on defense.
Yeah.
He's not the offensive player that he was.
He turns the ball over.
Okay.
So I got it.
What do you mean he can't go to the bench?
I get frustrated.
Why can't he go to the bench?
They're afraid of him.
But that's BS.
They're afraid of him, and you know it.
Please. Well, that's part of your problem.
I'd give you a $100 bill the day that happens. That's not happening.
First of all, he's gone to the bench before, and he's done it willingly.
Well,
he just has.
That's like you said. I've called out sick before. Okay, it happens, but it ain't. Well, in the finals, it happened.
I'm just telling you that
the Celtics.
I'm just telling you that when you say he won't do it, politics, the text lines just blow up saying he's already done it, Goo. Like he's already taken a back seat.
I'm talking about this being his new role.
What do you mean?
That's never happened.
Why not?
For him to go to the bench.
That's what happens to old players who get ineffectual.
For the Jackal saying that he's done it before. Yeah. He's done it before, knowing that, it'll be different the next game. I'll get my spot back.
This is from Alan Day, $4.99. The biggest problem is Kerr. He's been one of the worst head coaches in the league in the last 3 years. And see, this is another reason I'm not crazy about where they're at. What are they doing with Kerr? He's got one more year.
Yeah.
All right. Now, apparently,
So for everybody that's saying, well, Kerr needs to adjust. No, he doesn't. And not as long as Kerr's on the team. Curry's on the team.
And he told Willard and Dibbs that with, about Kuminga.
So if you want to play the young guys, then go ahead and get a new coach. That, to me, makes sense. But as long as you're doing it all for Steph, then he ain't going anywhere.
Yep.
Then it's a franchise caught between saying something that they're doing but not really doing it. That's kind of where I kind of see it right now. Frank in Atlanta. What's up, Frank?
Hey, guys. How you guys doing? Hope everybody's all right. Thanks for having me. Steiny, you're hitting the nail on the head so hard you're driving it through the wood. This is about Joe Lacob and Mike Dunleavy by this point. Because they have to sit down and have a conversation with Steve Kerr about either we're going to change the way our offense is structured or we're going to stay doing what we're doing and continue to do the same thing and claim insanity at the end. We have six young guys who are capable of playing in the NBA, and none of them are getting any better playing the way we play. Give me a second and I'll count them off. Quinn Post, TJD, Jonathan Kuminga, Moses Moody, Brandon Podziemski, and Guy Santos. None of them is getting better because our offense isn't designed for them to be a part of it. We have two wings, Moses Moody and Jonathan Kuminga, who are told, go stand in the corner and shoot three-point shots. We have two big men, TJD and Quinton Post. Neither one of them has gotten any better at low post or high post offense or defense. Brandon Podziemski, not a three-point shooter either. His best shot that he proved in his rookie year was the same shot that Chris Paul used to shoot. Drive to the three-point line, take two lateral steps, hit a jump shot. Not go all the way to the rim because you're too small and not fast enough. But in our offense, that's a bad shot.
Right.
So we have to change our offense to fit the players that we have. Mm. Because we're not going to be able to go out with $140 million in cap already spent and get a bunch of guys that are going to fit Curry's system.
Right.
It's a bad business model.
Yeah, you're preaching.
Frank, thanks. Franks, we got to get some other people in here, but
he's preaching. But they're doing it their way, Frank Sinatra.
Yeah, they are. They may as well extend Kerr this offseason. They may as well give Kerr one more year. If Draymond and Steph and Butler are here for two more years, they should extend Steve Kerr for another year because then they would align with the veterans and that's the direction that you've told your fan base you're going in.
Frank Grimes on the YouTube chat, Donnie. December 6th through December 14th, Draymond came off the bench, equated to a four-game losing streak.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco.
I'm just not, like I said, I like where we're at. I'm fired up about next year, and I take the young guys with the core of the big three. But there's no way I'm throwing out the big three to look at the young guys because I don't think they got the right young guys for the future as of yet. Some will play a part, but they don't got dogs outside of Kuminga.
This is the bed they made.
It's a good bed. You got Steph, and you got Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, I mean, I asked a lot of people. A lot of people don't like where they're at right now. I'm not crazy about where they're at. You don't have to love it, but I don't like that right now they're caught with a core that's getting worse. Like getting a lot worse. Because that's just unfortunately what happens. Tim's in Raleigh. Hey Tim.
Oh, man.
What's up, man?
What's up, fellas? Hey, guys, Sonny, I hear what you're saying, both of y'all. But, guys, are y'all forgetting, like, 7 days ago, you had a coach literally going on a media blitz to let the world know, I don't want him, get him out of here, I'm not going to play him. So what are we doing talking about bringing this guy back? At the end of the day, I agree with the last caller. Like, it would be malpractice to bring him back for a coach that's not going to play him. What this coach needs, we need two more, whatever position you want, DeSantoses that are a little bit better, whose mindset and philosophy is do everything possible to get Steph Curry and Jimmy Butler the ball and stay in your lane. Dive on the floor, get loose balls. The coach has told you what he wants. And, Goo, the future of the team, the way Kerr is going to coach past Steph and Dre and Butler, the future of the team in Kerr's eyes is Pods. They're going to build a team around Pods. That's your dog, and I'm not being funny. But he's going to build a team around Pods, and Kerr will sign on to stay for that. But, guys, it would be a malpractice. I don't want this kid back on this team. What are we doing? We're going to just destroy him even more? And let's say he gets on the low end like you just said, Stoney. I don't think there's no way in hell he comes back for $15 million or $20. I don't think that. I think he'll easily get more than that. But let's say we did. Okay. We're going to put a $20 million guy on the bench. He's not going to play him, Stoney. So what you're not wanting to do, and I don't know why, you're not wanting to call the coach out or this organization out for not – they are not going to go another way. The caller just said it. They're not going to go another way. The players on this team, their mindset has to be get Steph the ball, get Jimmy the ball. You only take a shot if you wide open. Stay in the Florida offense. Guys, we know what this looks like. So what you said, Stoney, is 100% right. They are stuck.
But, Tim,
they are stuck.
They're not building anything around Pods, Tim. You hitting on some point. They are not. You may think it's going that way. No way.
Goo, that's the way I see. What else do you see happening, Goo? Well, the coach loves him. Well, that's what I think is going to happen. They're going to build it around him.
Well, I don't. Well,
I got to tell Tim.
Thanks for the call.
Well, I was going to tell Tim. What if they pull off a trade for Giannis? Like, then all this is nothing. It's over. You know what I'm saying? Like, I get it. It's a long shot, but it's a shot.
I mean, the Warriors right now have nobody to build around.
But
that doesn't mean you throw everybody away.
Yeah, and I'm not.
It means you sign Pods and you keep Kuminga here.
Or you get
And you
frisky.
Have Moody for three more years, and then you get a free agent.
Or you call Milwaukee. No, seriously, Stoney. It's the first team in line.
And,
if he
and
says he wants to come in, not unless they got to do – Fitz told us if they do right by – they do right by Giannis. I just really believe we've seen in sports where, hey, we hate to see you go, Stoney, but you meant so much. Where you want to go? Oh, damn, we got to take 50 cents on the dollar, but, man, okay, for you, we'll do it. And that's how he could get here. But all that stuff, like, that's a fear of Tim's. Stoney, I like Pods. You ain't building nothing around Pods. But maybe he's so hurt on Kuminga, he feels like it's headed in that direction.
I don't know, Mickey D.
What'd he say?
Why would Giannis want to come here?
Because of he wants to play with Steph. Didn't Kyrie and KD want to play together? It happened.
They were both in their primes.
You
don't think that matters? Right.
They wanted to play together.
In their primes.
And they did.
Right.
But it happened.
And here's the other thing. This is a rat on the table sponsored by ATCO Pest Control. 408 and
This is
where I agree. It's cynical, but Stoney, part of this is ticket sales. I'm a season ticket holder, and I want him to go all in for Curry. I'm not renewing if Curry is not here and we go young.
Okay, state the obvious again. He's still box office.
Yeah,
we
I know.
Both agree there,
right.
So there's nothing wrong there.
Well, unless you realize that maybe he can't be the best player on a title team anymore.
Do you feel that way?
Yes.
I
get the reason is because he's 37 years old.
If Dre was a better player,
that would be a more impactful offensive player. My goodness, Donnie, maybe they're still playing tonight. Maybe they don't go seven games with Houston. He's carrying luggage for other players, and it's time we call it out. And the older you get, the more that back hurts for carrying people. You hadn't thought about that?
Well, what I haven't thought about is the idea that people actually think Curry is not going to decline and not going to miss games. I'm just blown away by it. Like, you have to start preparing for him to play 60 games a year.
And what I hate about this is you're finally starting to be right because it just happened. But, man, if we could lighten the load and him not carrying cats, maybe the hammy is, you know, is still good.
But then we're also talking about, okay, Curry's not going to play a lot during the regular season, but he's going to be ready for the playoffs. I think you're trying to do a tightrope walk that is
unrealistic.
Yes, it is. Why is Steiny talking? Max Lopez, he was with you. I mean, why is Steiny talking like they weren't up 1-0 in the conference semis,
man,
with Steph?
Man.
They were up 1-0, and then Steph got hurt. And if you want to bank on the three big boys not getting hurt and the playoffs starting and them not wearing down,
well, there's really not three big boys. It was Jimmy by himself offensively.
But why not?
That's how you win games, offensively.
Okay,
because
right.
Draymond got exposed when right. Curry went
and
out.
And Curry got hurt. And Butler got hurt, too, and wasn't the same. I just, the idea that next year's going to be better because they're going to be stronger in the postseason, and Steph's going to be completely healthy, and Butler's going to be healthy.
Well, we're hoping that.
Well, exactly, and I don't think that's a strategy. I think it's a hope, and maybe it'll work. Take one
minute. Yeah. We got enough time.
Let's go to...
My man said build around pods, but he don't want... There's no way.
Let's go to AR and SF. What's up, AR?
Danny, man, I think you're dead on it. Guru sounds like a Dallas Cowboy fan. He is delusional.
In what sense?
You think that you're calling Steph, Draymond, and
Butler
are big three. Bro, come on. Steph is the only scorer there. Jimmy Butler and Draymond are essentially the same player, only Butler's got a little more offense.
Okay.
But Jimmy Butler hasn't played, what's he played, 35 games last season? I mean, the dude sat out almost the whole season, and that's every year. They call him Playoff Jimmy because that's when he plays. Then, if you look at this roster, dude, somebody said about Pazinski. Bro, is this dude even playing on any team left in the playoffs? Is he getting any minutes?
I get your point already.
I mean, dude, this roster, first, we haven't developed a player in, what's the last player the Warriors have developed?
Jordan Poole.
And turned into a true starter in the league?
I think Jordan Poole.
Jordan Poole?
Yeah. Jordan Poole, who helped you win that last chip.
If this team can win more than 25 games, I'll be with you. Mm. But, I mean, anybody can look good on a bad team, right? If you get to shoot 35 times, Guru, you probably can go out there.
No, but Jordan Poole earned that contract in the contract. When they won the last chip, Jordan Poole, you got to tell me I'm right, was a big part of what they were doing. So he played real basketball here and earned that contract before he got up out of Dodge. All right, tell me I'm wrong, Stoney.
No, he was a piece.
He was a piece.
He was absolutely.
He didn't sound like he was giving him credit.
Well, that's what I mean by a piece. Like, Kuminga could be a piece, like Poole.
He can?
Yeah, down the line. Why not?
Well, down the line is now.
Well, that's the problem. Because they ain't ready now. They're too old now.
No, I was talking about Kuminga.
He's too old.
And he's too young. and he's too young. By the way, I got a bone to pick with.
It better not be me. I'm ready.
Well, no, it will be with you.
All right, I'm ready.
What's coming up next on The Game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.